Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. It's July 13th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage sitting in with you this Sunday morning. Hope you're doing well. Got a great show lined up for you guys this morning. Some special guests in studio with us. Organization called Life on Wheels. I have Carlton Russian and Allie Lewis, again, from Life on Wheels in studio with us this morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great, Shaw.
Good. Thank you. Good, cool. Very nice. Going to have some fun with these guys on the show this morning. Tell us a little bit more about their organization, what they're doing. You know, we just always talk about impact on this show and how we can encourage and come alongside others and be the hands and feet in Jesus. And, man, these guys are just doing that and so excited to talk about it. And you guys ready to go this morning?
Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Glad you're here. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Enjoy the music, and we'll be back to catch up with Allie and Carlton here on the other side. Welcome back. Happy Sunday, everybody. Glad you're listening. Hope you're having a great Sunday. I don't know if you're on the way to work or on the way to church or on the way home, but so glad you're listening this morning. Have some special guests in studio this morning from Life on Wheels. Good friends Carlton and Allie are in today, and we're going to be talking about their ministry and what they do to support young moms out there. And our verse this morning we're going to center on is Jeremiah 1:5, and it says this: "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." Y'all, what just an amazing verse that is right there, just to know that God loves you. God knew before you were even created who you were going to be, what you were going to become, and just what an awesome, awesome thing to know. And if you don't know that, please do. God loves you. He knows you, and he just wants a relationship with you. And, you know, what we talk about a lot on the show is just being the hands and feet of Jesus and coming alongside people and helping them and encouraging. And that's what we want to do this morning. Again, Carlton and Allie with Life on Wheels in studio with us this morning. Just want to take a few minutes this Sunday morning and just kind of update everybody and include them on what you guys are doing. And so you guys, man, tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing with Life on Wheels and, man, how the Lord's using you guys to impact the community.
Well, thank you, Shaw. It's quite a gift, this little ministry. A little brief history, if I might.
Absolutely.
An OBGYN, an obstetrician out of Montgomery, Alabama, who delivered babies for a living, had a little incident at the hospital. He was working clinic one day, hospital in Montgomery. Nurse approaches him, explains to him that they've got a very upset head of the household coming up the hallway toward the clinic with his family in tow, wife, obviously his daughter, and what appeared to maybe be the daughter's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, big overall wearing farm daddy, right? He's agitated. He is not happy. Mm. You can tell the family is following his lead, and everybody's pretty distressed.
Yeah. Potential volatile, very volatile situation.
Very volatile,
here. Yeah.
Right? You can sort of read his demeanor and his intentions as he approaches the clinic. And Dr. Phillips immediately turned to his nurse and asked her to quickly go get the ultrasound ready. Dr. Phillips knew the power of ultrasound and how it might change the dynamic of what was going on in this little family.
Right.
Sure enough, after settling down the boss, inviting him back into the examination room, ultrasound was performed. And he said immediately the dynamic changed in the room.
Wow.
And this agitated, upset, large
Papa bear. Yeah, absolutely.
Melted on the floor.
Mm.
The mother melted on the floor. the young man who was scared to death because he thought, you know, am I going to get out of here alive?
Yeah.
I mean, it really, like, immediately took all the steam out of the situation. And Dr. Phillips knew at that moment how powerful a tool ultrasound was.
Mm-hmm.
He started this ministry along with a priest here in Birmingham and some other donors early on. They realized the power of ultrasound.
Well, because it became real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what we do at Life on Wheels is we have several mobile medical units that go out into the community every day and perform free pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, along with prayered coverage. And we love on these clients that get on board.
Yeah.
That's our mission, is to serve women, save babies, share Jesus.
Amen.
In that order. And that's what Life on Wheels is all about.
Man, that is so cool. Thank you, guys. I mean, that's just what a powerful ministry, and just, I know, so impactful. But just coming alongside those young women and young couples that are scared and don't know what to do, but just giving them a little encouragement. You know, I know when I was that age, I was, you know, things that scared me, and, man, I just needed a little confidence. But, man, what a tremendous opportunity to impact a lot of lives through that. So thank you guys so much for doing that. And, you know, hey, we're hanging out for a few minutes this morning, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about that. Thanks for sharing that story, and just, man, how real it gets when you really see something like that ultrasound. Because, again, you know, life comes at you pretty fast, and there's just not a lot of things we can do about the things that come at us, but all we control is our reaction to those things. And I can see that Papa Bear situation being kind of scary, but man, that's cool. Well, look, hey, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes talking with Allie Lewis and Carlton Rushen with Life on Wheels. We're going to learn more about it, break it down a little bit. Sit back, relax, enjoy some music, and we'll see you on the other side. Welcome back. Hoping you're having a great day today. I'm Shaw Gage, sitting in studio with Life on Wheels, Allie and Carlton, hanging out with us this morning. Just talking a little bit in the last segment about these mobile medical clinics that their organization has supplied out there in our communities, and counseling young women with just ultrasounds and pregnancy counseling, anything that they may need. And really cool. And if you need information on that, if you're looking for this clinic, check out this website, icuironcity.com. And that's the Birmingham area. But just kind of want to know a little bit more about that, Allie, this morning. Where are you guys currently have locations or mobile units currently going?
So right now we have a mobile unit that goes to Homewood on Mondays, Center Point on Tuesday, Hoover is a Wednesday, I believe, and Bessemer is Thursday and Friday. But all of the information will be on the website, especially the timing, because we open at 9 and we close at 5. But for a specific location and time, they just need to go to the website.
Okay, and what's that website again?
ICUironcity.com.
Okay, and they can find more information about the services there. What about where we're not? I mean, where are there areas out there that you guys would be willing to go? Can we get some help out there from local people, say Chelsea, Sylacauga, Alabaster? Let's start branching this thing out. How can we get more involved doing that?
That is a great question. Actually, there's a huge need. So if anybody from a church especially, or, you know, youth school, they need help, they mm-hmm. can reach out to us, and we can come here. That's the good thing about the mobile unit, that we can just go. So if we can find a new location where we can find a need, we'll be happy to come and serve.
That's awesome. And that's what's so cool about ministry and just these opportunities. And listen, hey, if you're out there listening and you know where there's a need for something like this, get in touch with Life on Wheels at ICUironcity.com. And if you know where there's an opportunity to have one of these mobile units be a part of your community, you know, reach out and let's get this thing started. We talk about this. You know, what's the point of life if we can't come alongside each other, encourage one another? That's what we're supposed to be out there being doing and being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. I mean, that's why he came and he ultimately laid down his life for us. And there's that grace. There's nothing I can do to just to overcome that. You know, there's nothing I can do to repay that. And what you guys are doing is exactly that. The grace that you're pouring out on your communities and these young women is just fantastic. And I applaud you guys for what you're doing. If you're listening and you can hear my voice out there and you either need the services or you can help support this ministry, please, please, please contact us today at icuironcity.com and get involved. I mean, that's, It takes everybody, doesn't it? It takes the whole community, and you know, it's fun to see you guys doing something like that. So I just really appreciate you guys coming in, being a part of the show this morning. We're looking forward to hanging out with y'all a little bit more this morning. Again, get involved. ICUIronCity.com. Check out Life on Wheels. Y'all, there's a need out there in your community. We can help. We can get involved. And the services are free. So it doesn't cost you a thing, but we could use the help. So spread the word. Life on Wheels, ICUIronCity.com. Welcome back. Hope you're having a great day today. Put a smile on your face. You know, whatever's going on in life, I hope you're doing well. If you're not doing well, hey, just keep on swimming. Life will work itself out, and it'll get better. And, you know, just remember, it could always be worse. Hey, we have Life on Wheels in studio this morning. So glad you guys are here. Allie, Carlton, you guys having fun? I hope you've enjoyed your time here so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
Cool. Glad you guys are here. Learning a little bit more about your ministry, what you guys do, just being the hands and feet of Jesus out there. You know, we were talking about scripture earlier, and we were talking about this one. Luke 1:41 says, "At the sound of Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit." You know, I read that verse in a whole new light after, you know, prepping for the show and just kind of seeing what you guys are doing. But that's, you know, Allie, you know, tell me a little bit more about that, why you guys feel that verse is important to share in your ministry.
I mean, what a powerful moment to women, to babies, and of course, the Holy Spirit. And the first one to rejoice in the presence of Jesus wasn't really like a priest or a prophet. It was an unborn child.
Wow.
And I don't know if you watched Chosen, but you can actually see that episode and how the baby gets all excited just with the presence.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, and it's never hit me in that context that, you know, it wasn't a prophet, it wasn't a priest, it wasn't royalty that announced that. It was a baby, an unborn child that knew Jesus Christ was who in the womb, you know, both of them, and just how amazing that was. And, you know, it just tells me that life is so important in the womb, you know, and you just never know who that baby is going to become, right? And I think that's why it's so important to have these conversations and have this bus and these Life on Wheels, these mobile units, if you will, going into communities to encourage these young women who may be scared or frightened and not know what to do, and how am I ever going to do this on my own, or I've got a boyfriend or a husband, or, you know, don't have the money, and what am I supposed to do? But just, you know, to be able to come and be a part of y'all's organization and be brought in and to feel loved and to feel that community, I mean, I just think it's fantastic. And that's what, you know, we're called to do as followers of Jesus Christ.
There's no question. And that's, you know, that fellowship moment between Martha and Mary there, and the children, but that it's that Holy Spirit touched fellowship that happens on this bus, right?
Absolutely.
Our client advocates, these volunteers that welcome these clients onto the mobile unit, a lot of these clients, they feel like they're in crisis. Like deep crisis, just like the farmer and his family when they walked in to the clinic, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The fellowship that happens between our nurse and our client advocate and the client when he or she or they come on board the bus is a Holy Spirit moment. And our client advocates are trained to be able to deftly handle whatever comes on board.
Right.
And the fellowship that happens, the relationship that's immediately begun to be built, and the ministry that starts immediately oftentimes changes a crisis into a joyful moment, as that moment that we just read about was a joyful moment for those ladies.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
And so, yeah, what we do what we do is tough, right? We are ambulatory. We are out in the community looking for the crisis.
Right.
But it's because we have the best salve. We have the best medicine to treat those crises. And that people don't realize there are tons of resources in Birmingham available for these unwed mothers, for these crisis situations. But you wouldn't know about them. But we know about them all.
Yeah.
We know about the churches. We know about the outreach centers. We know about the doctors. We know about the other ministries that are equipped to walk hand in hand with these folks. It's a powerful apparatus.
Oh yeah, well you get them plugged in, right? And that's so much of what I hear about, and the stories that I've heard and read about is, you know, people just feel alone. You know, whether it's in this situation or just life in general. And man, there's nothing worse than feeling alone. But you know, if you can hear my voice and you're out there and you feel alone, please know you are not alone. I mean, we talked about in the first segment this morning about Jeremiah 1:5, where God said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." I mean, God has a plan for your life, Allie, your life, Carlton, your life, my life. He has a plan for us, and we can choose to follow that plan or not follow that plan. But again, just the fact that you guys are getting people pulled into a community, into a sense of belonging, right? I think that's what people are searching for. And with this, we talked about social media earlier on something, and you know, there's so many distractions coming at us for these days, and there's so much volatility in the news and the just politics and all of it. But when you see a group like you guys coming together and truly serving and having that love in your heart like Jesus had, who laid down his life and, you know, gave his life for us. And there's that grace is, I mean, how can you overcome that? Not that you want to, but the fact is we as believers got to start pouring that out on the people that we impact and the communities that we're in. And you guys are doing a fantastic job with that. And just so appreciative of what you guys are doing. Hey, glad you're listening this morning. Carlton and Allie in studio from Life on Wheels. We're going to kick back, take a break here, listen to some music, and we'll be back here on the other side. Thanks for listening this morning. I'm Shaw Gage, sitting in with you. Have Life on Wheels in studio with us this morning. Carlton and Allie had a lot of fun with them this morning, learning more about their ministry and you know, what they're all about, and counseling and helping young women with pregnancy and what their options are and what they can do. And you guys are just an unbelievable ministry and being the hands and feet of Jesus out there. So look, here's my question. I'm a young woman. I'm a young couple. I found out I'm pregnant and I'm scared to death. I find your mobile unit in my community, which we need more churches to get involved and help, you know, get these mobile units going in other communities. But I walk in the door and I say, "Here I am." What happens? I mean, what do I do? What am I going to experience when I walk through that door on Life on Wheels?
The first thing is I'm going to tell you it's a safe space, first of all. So there is no judgment. Everybody's welcome. And what we do is we provide the free pregnancy test and the ultrasound. But it's more than that. The first thing that we do, we're just going to connect with a client. We're going to ask different questions to understand where she is so we can provide the resources that she will need so she can carry this baby. Then we'll do the pregnancy test. And if it is positive, we will do the ultrasound. And just to give you numbers, but 89.1% of the ladies that see the baby for the first time will choose to parent, even if they were considering abortion.
Really?
So it is very important for us to have that ultrasound accessible. And the thing with a mobile unit is ladies just come. It's easy. They don't need an appointment. They walk in, they see the nurse, have the services done, and then we'll provide the many resources. And it is completely free. And one of the resources that it's important, for example, is the church. After we're done listening to her concerns and her situation, we're going to pray for her. And I can tell you, there has never been a time in the time that I've been with Life on Wheels that somebody has said, "Please do not pray for me."
Isn't that amazing?
They want to be heard.
Right.
They want to be loved. And we don't do things according to our opinion. We just speak words of truth. And we're going to pray for them. We're going to give them a Bible, and then we will refer them to a church.
Yeah.
So the church can keep building that relationship and they can keep growing in their faith. So they know that they are not alone.
Right. And they can get plugged in, right, and become a sense of that community, of absolutely. Belonging. And you know, again, we've talked about that a lot on our show here, but it's you know, if you go to one of these big churches, you know, I had a pastor years ago that would say, we're glad you're here, but I don't have time to get to know you. You know, where you're going to get the support is your, you know, small groups, your local community, you know, the people in your neighborhood. And that's exactly what you guys are doing. You're providing that sense of community, and you're pointing them in the direction, hey, this is where you can get even more support and help. And I just think that's fantastic because, you know, just being a young individual and you've got this pregnancy and what am I going to do and where am I going to go? But you guys, you know, what I really am impressed with is you're just loving on people. Right. And that's what we're called to do. Right. We're Christians, and Christians means mini Christ, little Christ. Right. And so if we're Christ, if we're really trying to be and replicate his love and his grace and his mercy out there, man, hats off to you guys. You guys are just doing a fantastic job. And so thank you from my perspective, just for being that and loving on these young ladies and these young couples, because that's what we've got to do. You know, it's just being encouragement, you know.
We're blessed by it, not for it.
Right.
We have, you know, a lot of people are involved in this ministry. I sit on the board with a handful of other people that are committed to this thing. And, you know, we spend a lot of time looking for resources, trying to raise money, trying to find other support. You know, we need property owners that will allow us to park the mobile unit. We need churches who are willing to come alongside and disciple these folks. We need cash, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, we have a little program we call Godparent where you can, you know, donate, what, $19 a month automatically drafted. Those things help. You know, it's expensive to put a mobile medical unit out on the road with a nurse in it, pay security for, you know, keeping the people on board and the people that come on board safe, insurance. I mean, it's an expensive operation. We need some help. We need some money. We need volunteers, right? Not only do I sit on the board, but I'm also a driver. So no CDL required.
Good.
Okay. All you got to have is, you know, no jail time, no DUIs.
Right.
We can teach you how to drive the thing. It's an RV. It's a 30-whatever foot, you know, RV. It's not that hard to drive. Takes 45 minutes out of your day. And you're talking about changing lives. I mean, we're changing lives, Allie. How many clients have we seen this year?
250 clients so far.
So far in 2025.
Right. 2025. And of that, how many babies saved that are reported?
That we know of, 12 babies.
12 babies wow. saved.
12 babies saved.
And professions of faith.
Recorded also 4 professions of faith. So yeah. Miracles happen on that bus.
Right. So need volunteers. My wife and my daughter. Look, I've got a college-age daughter who is a client advocate. She volunteers one day a week on the bus. Big time powerful for her.
Yeah.
You know, college student?
Oh, yeah.
How many of those?
Not many.
Yeah, but think about the young women that are boarding that bus.
Right.
They can relate to my daughter.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
No judgment, prayerful, love, care. It's a powerful ministry.
It is.
We need your help.
It is. It really is. How can we get involved? How can we get a hold of you guys if we want to get involved and donate our time or our money, our resources? What's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
I'm going to give you a phone number. I think that would be the best thing. It's 205-614-1221. 205-614-1221, and I can provide you with more information.
Awesome.
And websites.
Okay, great. That's awesome. That is a great way to get a hold of Life on Wheels and get involved. Jump in. If you're not doing anything and you need something, jump in and help these guys. They're doing a fantastic job. That's Allie Lewis, Life on Wheels, Carlton Rushen hanging out with us too. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the show this morning. We really enjoyed having you. Life on Wheels in studio with us this morning. It's an amazing ministry. Hopefully you've been able to hear a little bit about what Carlton and Allie have been sharing this morning about who they are and what they're doing. Just really loving on people and young ladies out there that are scared and nervous. They're finding out they may be pregnant. They don't know. But Life on Wheels provides these mobile clinics that will drive and affiliate with churches or any business owners that would allow them opportunities and time and parking facilities to come into the communities and just be that, you know, hands and feet of Jesus that we always talk about, and being that support for these young ladies that may be scared and going through some kind of a situation, either, you know, with a boyfriend or a husband, or maybe all alone, and just that sense of aloneness. And you guys do a great job of loving on these young girls and just letting them know that they're loved, right? And letting them know that there's a sense of worth, and they are worthy because they are a creation of God Almighty who loves them, and they just may not see that right now. But Allie, you were, you know, telling me you had a testimonial, if you will, of a young lady that came and participated in the clinic, and we'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
So one day, we actually take the mobile unit to the churches on Sunday, like today, and we were at a church, and for me, the cue to go back to the mobile unit is when the pastor is going to pray, or you want to give your life to Christ. And that for me is my cue, like, okay, it's time to go back.
Right.
And as I was walking out, I saw a little girl, a four-year-old, raising her hand, wanting to be saved, saying, I want to give my life to the Lord. So, of course, everybody has their eyes closed and everything, but I saw this little girl, and I thought it was the cutest thing ever. So I got to the bus, and it was pouring rain. So I'm thinking nobody's really going to come. And the purpose, of course, going to that church is try to get volunteers. And suddenly somebody knocks at the door, and I open the door, and there's this lady, Alexis, and she's like, I want information. I want to volunteer. Like, sure. And my first thought is I need to tell her exactly what we're looking for in a volunteer. It's going to be something that is going to be very loving, not judgmental, compassionate, and that it's willing to listen. And then she started crying. And my first thought, because English is not my first language, is like, what if I said something wrong?
Right.
And I'm like, are you okay? Did I say something wrong? And she said, no, but I understand exactly what you're talking about, because I was a client.
Oh, wow.
And that's exactly the way I was treated. I was very scared that I could have been pregnant. That week, she had made the decision to put her three-year-old then in foster care because she was just done. So she said that when she stepped on that bus and felt the love of the volunteers and the nurse, everything changed. When they spoke words of truth, and when she saw that ultrasound, she found that courage to keep that baby and keep her three-year-old. And the four-year-old girl that I saw when I was walking outside the church, it was her daughter.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
So for me, it was, now I was the one that was crying. Because we pray every day.
Yeah.
We start our day with prayer when we open the bus, and we just say, Lord, lead the way. So you're trying to be obedient, you know. In this scenario, for me, it was like pouring rain. Nobody was going to go to the bus, and there she is telling the testimony. So she found Christ as well. So it wasn't just finding that ultrasound and saving her baby. It was she saved herself, and now she's raising her family with the church community.
Man, so amazing. God is so good. That is so cool how that works. And full circle, right? I mean, it really came full circle. And the fact that she came back and shared that with you, and then you got to see her four-year-old daughter raise her hand and want to go down front and be saved. I mean, and it all started with one individual on that bus that just gave an encouraging word. And y'all, that's what's so cool about this is it just takes one conversation. You never know who you're going to impact.
And keep in mind, and for everybody out there listening, it was more than just that one individual on the bus. It was the 14 or 44 or 400 people who had prayed for this ministry every day for weeks and weeks and weeks and years the ones that had donated a few dollars here or there. All those people had as much to do with what happened in the lives of that woman, in the lives of her children, in the life of Allie.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Allie's our director of operations. I mean, she's herding cats all day long. Mm. She's solving problems. It's rare for Allie to get the opportunity to be touched like that.
Yeah.
The client advocates and the nurses get that so much more than, you know, those of us that sit on the board and deal with the real problems and raise the money, and Allie, who bosses everybody around and
I do not.
Goes to every, you know, she's the problem solver.
Right.
It's her phone that rings if there's an issue. Every day she's out in the streets trying to drum up help, resources, money, volunteers, what have you.
Yeah.
Well, God touched her heart that day.
Yeah.
Along with all those other.
And as we were talking in one of the earlier segments, you know, yes, all those people behind the scenes, but it's none of us, right? It's the Holy Spirit that does the work.
100%.
But it's just us that we were talking that last segment about just saying yes, right? And just being available. And y'all, when you tell God yes, he's going to use you, and it's not going to be what you thought. You know, we were sharing earlier, you never thought you were going to be in this position in life when you were younger, and I never did either, but here we are, and y'all, God is so good. And so thank you guys again for what you're doing, and just, wow, just what an amazing, amazing organization you guys have. And look, hey, how can we know more? How can we get involved if we want to give or donate our time or our resources or our money? How can we get it? Tell us one more time how we can get involved.
You can call me 205-614-1221, 205-614-1221, or go to the website, lifeonwheelsalabama.com, for our donors and churches. And if there is a client that wants to know where is our location, where are we parked, and ours is icuironcity.com, icuironcity.com, for those clients that need to know where we're parked and our hours.
And awesome. For all the social media gurus out there, Life on Wheels Birmingham.com. On Facebook, Instagram, all those things that
okay, so make sure we put Birmingham in there.
Life on Wheels Birmingham for social media, lifeonwheelsalabama.com for the website.
Correct.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Hey, if you're not involved in something, you're looking for something to get involved on, want to donate your resources, your money, your time, your prayer, it takes everybody. So pray about it and just, man, give to this group. They're a good organization, and they're being the hands and feet of Jesus for so many young ladies out there in our community. Thanks again for being here this Sunday morning. And
501c3, just as a reminder.
Just saying, right? I hear you. Cool. Hey, we'll be back here on the other side. Hanging out this morning with Life on Wheels, Carlton and Allie from Life on Wheels, been with us this morning. So glad you guys had fun. Glad you've been a part of the show this morning.
We did, Sean. Thanks for letting us come in and push the ministry. As people need to know, and we need some help.
Absolutely, you do. Listen, hey, if you can hear my voice out there, check these guys out. I mean, it's a fantastic organization. We talk about being servant-hearted and being full of grace and love and mercy and being an encouragement, and this is what you guys are doing. Look, hey, this service is free to these young ladies in these communities where the mobile units are currently going, but just a couple of housekeeping notes here. This service is free to the young ladies, but it's not free to your organization, right? It takes money.
That's right.
Right. So if you can help, listen, send them their money, send them what you can. You can check it out. We'll give some information here at the end of the show how they can get a hold of you, but they can check a box and have it auto deducted $19 a month out of their debit account or whatever it could be. And listen, if you can hear my voice, every penny helps. And groups like this, they're for real, they're legit, and y'all, they are loving on these young women out there and giving them hope, plugging them in with local churches. If you're a local church and you don't have somebody, or if you do have somebody, reach out to these guys and get involved. Get them in their community. They will come. Allie, you will come and speak at the church. Give them a 30-minute, 45-minute conversation about what you guys do.
Or 5 minutes.
Five minutes.
If they have me.
Yes. I love it. Just give me 5 minutes.
We'll bring the mobile unit.
Right. Bring the mobile unit.
Happy to do that. Show the mobile unit. People, it's impressive.
Yeah.
Right? And again, just be aware, we're nonprofit, 501c3. Tax deductible donations, And remember, we'd love, a lot of people don't have the extra money to give. We understand. Do you have some time?
Right.
Would you be willing to be a driver one day a week or one day every 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Don't think one day a month wouldn't be helpful.
Right.
It would. Right. It's all helpful client advocates. I told you my college daughter is a client advocate. She loves it.
Wow, that's powerful.
She wouldn't miss a day.
Wow.
Right?
That is so cool.
So no special skill. We'll train you. Jesus does the work. The Holy Spirit does all the work.
Right on.
All we do is show up.
Yeah, we're just the conduit. We just let him flow through us.
And prayers also. Prayers are very, very important. This is a spiritual warfare out there. So we really need prayers. We need to be covered and also to pray for the clients. And if you got moved by this ministry, I would say 1 John 3:18, dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth.
Mm.
So what are we going to do about it? How are we going to help?
Right. Absolutely. Listen, Allie, we were talking off air a while back, but I was a school teacher in Tennessee, and I taught Bible for a few years, and that was a really cool experience. And the Lord imparted a little bit of wisdom on me every now and then, just gave me these nuggets, and he gave me this, and I love this. But I told my sixth grade boys, I said, we got to quit being Jesus the noun, and we got to be Jesus the verb. Noun is person or is historical, person, place, or thing, right? We talk about the stories and the healings and all the stuff that he did and the grace. But when we talk about Jesus, the verb, that's an action word, which is what you just talked about. And we put that faith and that grace and that mercy and love into action. You guys are doing it. You're crushing it. We really appreciate what you guys are doing. Tell us again how we can get a hold of you or participate in any way.
Call me 205-614-1221. 205-614-1221. Or if you want more information or donate, one-time donation, godparent program, go to lifeonwheelsalabama.com and you will find Birmingham in there.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, check it out. See what these guys are doing. If you want to be a part of impacting your community, we talk about that each and every week on this show. Reach out, encourage somebody, but get involved with Life on Wheels. It's a fantastic organization. Again, just loving on people in their community. If you're a church out there, you're looking for something to support, they will come. They will talk to you at your church. They'll bring the mobile unit in. If you can donate resources, if you can donate time, if you can donate money, or if you can pray, that's as important as anything. Right. To your point, Allie, just pray. We'll be praying for you guys. So thankful for y'all. Hope you had a good time. Hope you enjoyed being here. We'll have to have you guys back because there's a whole lot more to unpack. And, you know, this may be a regular thing. We'll get you guys to come back and give us some updates from time to time.
We'd be happy to do that, y'all. And we really appreciate you letting us come in and talk about it. It's powerful. It's a blessing to be involved. We're blessing others, but we are all oh so blessed from our involvement. So, thanks.
Right on, absolutely. And look, hey, it's all the Lord, man. The stuff in life when it's good and it's fun and it's praiseworthy, it's all Him. When it's messy and messed up and not fun, that's Shaw. I can tell you that. But God is so good. And listen, if you can hear my voice out there, Jesus loves you. So do I. Keep on smiling. I hope you have a great week, guys. Thanks for being here. And
thank you, Shaw.
You got it. Hey, have a great week. We'll see you back here next week.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.